So Thomas Jefferson had always been a champion of free speech. The president before him, John Adams, had actually signed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which, among other things, made it a law against the law to criticize a president. So, of course, one of the things that Jefferson did when he got into office was he quickly repealed both of those laws. And according to the story, his scientist friend, Baron Alexander von Humboldt, who was German, was visiting the White House. And he noticed sitting on Jefferson's desk that there were several what would have been Federalist newspapers. These would have been newspapers of the opposing political party that obviously contained criticisms of Jefferson, both as a person and as president. And according to the story, von Humboldt was outraged that Jefferson would allow these kinds of things to be printed, and much less that they would be found there in his study. Why aren't these libels outlawed? He said. And according to legend, which First Amendment purists love, Jefferson responded, "Put that paper in your pocket, Baron. And should you ever hear the reality of our liberty, the freedom of the press question, please show them that paper and tell them where you found it." Of course, this meaning, of course, that the president himself in this country can be criticized and people are free to do it because criticism of our elected officials is one of the bedrock principles of American constitutional law.